Quick heads up, I do full chart readings at iamastrologyreadings.com if you want to go deeper. All right, let's get to it.
You started off with that book, and then you went to what?
Like I said, I dabbled and I kind of leaned toward numerology, and I started studying numerology and practicing it. Then I met, what is his name? Ooh, good friend of mine. He's a numerologist, and his name is slipping my tongue right now, but he's a black numerologist. Came with a book called Numerology Now, came there, and he blew me away, and I started to practice it more and more. Then around the same time, maybe a year later, I met a young lady on what we call it MySpace back then.
Yeah,
MySpace, yeah.
Right, MySpace.
Now you're dating yourself, brother.
And the young lady, you know, was an artist, and I was trying to get an artist for this comic book idea I had. And she says, "Well, I'm not really that type of artist, but I know somebody you're looking for. This guy's really great, and he's into metaphysics like you are, so I think you'll get along." And she introduced me to Ra Akul. And I talked to him on the phone, and I came to pick him up one day from College Park Subway in my truck. And he got in, and I had a numerology. Remember that book, Numerology for Dummies?
Yes.
Okay, so he had that book, Numerology for Dummies. You know, and he looked at it and said to me, he said, so you can read? You're reading? And I was like, yeah, I can read. You know, wow, 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 wow. He said, well, read me. And I'm like, oh, what's your name? How you spelling? What day you was born? And blah, blah, blah. And I began to read him, right? Mm-hmm. So he said, wow, you're pretty good. You're good with numbers, huh? I was reading him with numerology. And he said, you're pretty good with numbers. Let me read you. I was like, oh, you're a reader too? He said, yeah. He just started reading me. And it blew my mind because I'm like, well, I didn't give you my name. I didn't give you my birthday. No, he just started reading me. And I said, so he started saying some things about me. And he said some very personal things that I know about three people in the world would know. Literally. And I said, hold on a second, bro. Do you know me from somewhere? And, you know, because of my background, how I grew up in Baltimore, I was very skeptical of him, and I started to have fear of who he was. I thought my past was catching up to me. And he looked at my blood compartment. He says, you have a gun in that gun compartment, don't you? He said, but don't grab it. I don't know you like that. I'm just reading you. You're a Virgo rising. And I said, and when he said that, I said, I'm not a Virgo rising. I'm a Cancer rising. He said, no, you're a Virgo. I can tell by your face. And he started describing the scar on my face and da-da-da and all this kind of stuff. And he kept reading me. So that night, we went to the young lady's place. He read my script for my comic book. He says, okay, I'll draw your comic book for you. But you have to become my student in astrology. And I said, nah, I'm cool. And I got my numerology thing going on. He says, okay, well, you play chess, right? I said, yeah. He said, okay. And I had beat him one time in chess. He said, if I can beat you 10 times in a row, you can be my student. And I said, oh, fuck yeah. You ain't going to beat me, bro. I'm a chess champion. Yeah. And he beat me 10 times in a row. And I became a student.
Mm. So, and that was your introduction into cosmophysics?
Absolutely. And he began to
teach your mentor, and your mentor's name is?
Ra Akul.
All right.
And he began to teach me the basics. The first thing he taught me was called the annum, and then the diurnal, and then the motions of the earth, the mathematics. And then he would take me out on the subway in D.C. on the bus, and he would just randomly come up to people and start reading them. And everything they were saying to him was yes, 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 yes. And he was just doing it. Just rocking up to anybody. You. This, and that, and this. This is your problem. You have this. You just did this. Blah, blah, blah. People are like, who are you? You psychic? He's like, nah, I'm not a psychic. And he was just doing it in front of me. He was showing me his skill. So once I was convinced, he started to teach me. And then he gave me another reading about a tragedy about to happen in my life. It came to pass exactly on the day and the time he said it would. I remember I cried. And then I threw my Bible away. I threw my Quran away.
Wait. Why did you do that?
Because none of that made any sense anymore. I have been looking for that all my life. You know, I just been looking for that all my life. And the fact that I could do it myself blew my mind that someone could teach me that. Blew my mind. I didn't have to be in anyone's church or masjid. You know, I didn't have to bow down and sacrifice my pride, my moral structure and values. And I had the power at that moment to make my own spiritual rules. So I did. I seized the opportunity. Carpe diem. I seized the day.
If you like these daily horoscopes and want one personalized for you, same style, 3 minutes, about your chart, you can book a first impression reading at iamastrologyreadings.com for $25 and I'll record it, drop it right here on the feed. Tips is also welcome. Even a dollar helps. Full deep dive readings also available. Cash App, Venmo, PayPal, all at I Am Astrology Readings. My brother's gotta eat too. I appreciate you in advance.